It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker, behind enemy lines in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, but it doesn't start and stop on Sundays. We're available 24/7 at the following locations. Our YouTube channel, also named just like the radio show Operation Freedom, where we upload a couple new YouTube presentations every week for your edification. In addition, we're also available at DaveJanda.com 24/7, both the free, the public side, as well as the subscription side. We hope you'll become part of our freedom family. My next guest is someone who is a very dear friend and someone who has had a very positive, profound effect on your freedom and liberty that spans his military career and his post-retirement career from the military. This show has been in existence for 10 years. One of the most important interviews I have done in 10 years was the interview I did with my next guest, General Tom McInerney, on March 19, 2017, with the support of Admiral Ace Lyons. On that day, they presented information about how Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Mueller, Comey, the deep state, were illegally surveilling thousands, millions of American citizens illegally, and in particular targeting certain political opponents such as Donald Trump and General Michael Flynn. Their information was based on sound information from investigative journalists Mary Fanning and Alan Jones and corroborated by military intelligence officials. Admiral Lyons passed in December of 2018, and to his dying day, he told his friend, General McInerney, and Admiral Lyons was a regular on this platform, told me, well, every time we spoke on the phone and after every interview we did, that something called the Hammer, the illegal surveillance program, was the key to the coup, the key to General Flynn's freedom, and the key to the future of our country. On November 1st, 2020, General McInerney came back on this show. He comes back every month. But on that day, 2 days before the election, he spoke about how he was aware that the deep state potentially was going to launch a cyber warfare campaign on the election and thereby alter the results. Many people believe that was conspiracy theory. It might have been conspiracy, but it was in fact conspiracy reality because everything he spoke about has transpired. It is my honor to welcome back to our platform General Tom McInerney. And for those unaware of his background, General McInerney for 35 years served as a pilot commander and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. He retired from military service as assistant vice chief of staff of the Air Force and director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney graduated from the United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. He also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. It's my honor to welcome back General Tom McInerney. Tom, welcome back to the Operation Freedom Platform.
Great to be back. Great to be back with you, Dave, especially during this very challenging period that I believe our republic has never faced before. And I believe it equals the Civil War and certainly the Revolutionary War. They were very clear what they were. This is not clear. This is a covert act of treason against the United States, and the mainstream media happens to be supporting the covert people, the treasonous people.
You know, Tom, I mentioned on March 19, 2017, and then again on November 1st, 2020, you spoke about deep state operations that were illegal, criminal, initially targeting political opponents, but essentially with what they did in this election with their cyber warfare, they targeted every American's freedom and the future of our country. As you know, yesterday I had General Mike Flynn as a guest on this platform. You've known him for years. Your take of that interview, because he was one of the people targeted by that criminally illegal surveillance that Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and Mueller had implemented.
It was an absolutely smashing, stunning interview. And it was because I say that understanding what really happened, which he was a little coy in talking about, but what our listeners should understand is General Flynn was the target for President Trump. He was the target. And the reason was because he knew so much about the intelligence community, because he was part of it, and would have peeled apart right away what was happening to President Trump and what the Obama administration was doing out of office. First in office during the campaign, and then out of office, and out of office when they came after General Flynn. It's one of the great, great tragedies in the military that a three-star general would be treated as such, and so much of the mainstream media ignored what was going on, Dave. General Flynn knows extremely well. And the key part of that interview, and there were so many good parts of it, the key part was when you asked him the question of why did President Obama tell President Trump two people to worry about, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and do not hire General Flynn. That in a sentence describes this whole program of his fear of General Flynn, and that Obama was the head of this campaign to do a soft coup d'etat and now a hard one against the Trump administration. There's no question about it. He is the leader.
You know, Tom, your dear friend Admiral Lyons said to his dying day, the hammer was the key to the coup. In fact, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones wrote a great book called The Hammer is the Key to the Coup. It's available on Amazon. And I encourage people, if you really want to know what's going on in the world and you want to know what's happening right now, get that book. It's electronically on Kindle and the like. You know, but it's interesting because when he said the hammer was the key to the coup, it was the hammer to the first coup, the illegal surveillance, that was perpetrated on General Flynn. And it was truly, as he said, the way to free General Flynn. And it was getting that information out about what these criminals were doing. But he also said it's the key to the future of our country. And he was a bit of a visionary on that. Because as you presented on November 1st, and you got a lot of heat for this, and you've been 100% shown to be absolutely accurate, whether it's through the cyber warfare expert, Dr. Naya, who is the top cyber warfare expert in the world, as confirmed by General Flynn in that interview. When you spoke about Hammer and this algorithm scorecard being utilized to change how, or exploit scorecard to be used to change in an algorithm fashion on what was happening in the voting machines. You know, Tom, you've been 100% on target on this. And in fact, in some of these witness testimonies, a Colonel Waldron was produced by Rudy Giuliani in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan. And here's what he said. I want to play it for you because you spoke about how they were going to steal this from a cyber warfare standpoint, transfer votes in this case into Germany. And then, if you will, flip votes back the other way to cause erroneous results. Derek, play that clip for General McInerney.
When we're talking about, it was Mr. Krebs, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. He stated the most secure election in history. He stated we're not connected to the internet. He stated no votes leave this country. This is all things he's stated publicly.
So it's all on CISA website, correct?
Right. So are you willing to say under oath that you have seen the connection to the internet, you have seen it go offshore to Germany, Frankfurt? Are these things that you have personally seen and can say that is not true?
Our white hat hackers, yes, they have that traffic in the packets.
So why would he make that kind of comment, do you think?
either not knowing, believing the myth, or not wanting the truth to be known.
Thank you.
They were speaking about a guy named Krebs who ran this CISA, C-I-S-A organization, part of the Department of Homeland Security. Tom, you called for his removal very quickly after the election when he stated it was a secure election, no problems. He has since been fired. I believe one of the reasons why he was fired, Tom, is because you brought information forward and our country's better off for him not being there now.
Well, I don't know if that was true, Dave, but I do know that the president did the right thing. And he's continued to maintain on 60 Minutes and other networks that it was the most perfect election there has been. And, of course, daily we're seeing on Newsmax and One America Network, et cetera, plus radio shows like yours and others, of the treasonous nature that has gone on in those battleground states, namely Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. All those activities that have gone on there are so obvious. They've got videotapes of them. Rudy Giuliani was on in a great program with Maria today on Fox, and she laid it all out. So for those people that you hear that say there's no evidence, you know right away they're either complicit or they're just stupid, or maybe all of the above. In any case, the evidence is so overwhelming that that President Trump had won in an overwhelming vote till about 2:30 in the morning when they shut down their voting, and then they came back in around 4, 5, or 6 with these huge numbers in the battleground stage. In every one of those battleground states, President Trump was winning until they shut down in the middle of night. They used cyber warfare, and they dumped hundreds of thousands of votes into the system to give Biden a victory. Joe Biden knows that, and he should concede right now, or I believe the full impact of this treasonous activity will be on his shoulders.
Yeah, he'll be breaking a foot in, rather than stepping over his dog trying to run away from the authorities, I believe. You know, Tom, Colonel Waldron in that clip confirmed that there was data votes being transferred from the United States and then manipulated in Frankfurt. Dr. Naya, under penalty of perjury in his affidavit in Sidney Powell's lawsuits in Georgia and Michigan, in his and if anybody's interested in that document, I believe it's the most important document in this whole election fraud issue. It's on the homepage of DaveJanda.com in the yellow box. He states that there were votes being transferred into Frankfurt. This is something that you had predicted. There was also a report, Tom, that there was a raid in Frankfurt. There are some folks that are in the lamestream media saying, oh, that never occurred. Tom, you are one of the most well-sourced individuals on this planet. Do you believe there was a raid in Frankfurt on the servers that were housing this this fraudulent election?
Yes, I do. And it's been sourced by Colonel Walden, which you heard. It's been sourced by Rudy Giuliani. It has been sourced by the White House. It has been sourced by Sidney Powell. That's where I've seen it verified. Now, the number of casualties, I think the adversaries floated some numbers. I do not know, but I do know that our own Delta Force took that CIA facility that was under a commercial name, took it down because they were moving data from the continental United States out of Dominion voting machines into Spain and then into Frankfurt, where they were massaging, coming up the number, using scorecard as the tool to get that 3% number above what they needed to beat Trump. And so we have sourced it from four very good sources.
You know, Tom, many people believe that this election fiasco all started on November 3rd or a bit before, but I contend for them to have this I believe, multi-level, multifaceted, coordinated criminal vote fraud operation. I believe that was years in the making. And in fact, Tom, I believe one of the kickoffs for all this was the impeachment hoax, which was a diversion and divert people's attention from what was happening in China with their release of this COVID, what I believe is a bioweapon. What's your take?
I think you're spot on, Dave. I think that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, it started when President and Mrs. Trump came down the escalator, the golden escalator for the campaign. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to hide Hillary's email efforts, so they created the Russian collusion issue. And from then on, it goes right on up through this election. The same people are involved with it, except they have now a larger coalition of socialists, communists, Marxists, etc., working fundamentally to transform the U.S. Constitutional Republic into a socialist state. And they use the impeachment, which they knew they were going to lose, as an exercise. So the Chinese deliberately put a bioweapon in the United States and globally. The Democratic Party, I believe, coordinated that effort, whether they were involved with it, planning it and funding it. We do know that Fauci funded $3.5 million under the Obama administration, and I think under the Trump administration, to the Wuhan lab, and what their direct involvement was. But it doesn't matter, because we know the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, fundamentally did this, and President Xi had to approve it. And then we now know that the CCP, or the Chinese, put $400 million on 8 October investment into a bank that controls Dominion Voting Company. And so that relationship, we do know from Colonel Walden and others that they were manipulating votes, the Chinese were, along with other nations, Iran, etc. And all this is a global effort to change the U.S. from a democracy, free enterprise, into a socialist state, which frankly is communism. The president finally mentioned it last night in Georgia, talking about what their objectives are. Mm-hmm. The Chinese communists are the biggest promoters and antagonists. And that's extremely important for us to understand, especially when Biden's son, Hunter, got a $1.5 billion loan for investments when his father was the vice president on a trip to China. So we must understand all what is going on. And that also includes George Soros. You know, George Soros is a good buddy, Sir Malcolm, got a memory block on his last name, but he is now the president of the Open Society. He's the chairman of Smartmatic, which is the software used by Dominion. And now Lord Malcolm Brown is the chairman or the president of the Soros Open Society. So you have this huge coalition of lefties coming together, along with the lefty part of our Democratic Party, Tom Perez, Keith Ellison, Valerie Jarrett, Eric Holder, Barack, all the Black Lives Matter, which is Marxist, the Antifa, all this group is coming together and participated in this huge cyber warfare attack on our voting system. They both did it digitally and electronically. Digitally was all those votes that they piled in that everybody has seen in Atlanta or in Georgia, where they were pulling suitcases from underneath table and starting to count when they'd kicked out the Republicans and everybody, and there were four people in there counting them and running them through. That's the analog way of doing it. The digital way is when they sent the data back into Frankfurt and they were manipulating it. And they had other places where they were manipulating it because the system, those voting machines, Dominion voting machines, some of them were connected to the internet. So it was done locally and a host of different ways. But it is the largest scam and the most dangerous thing against this nation we've ever faced.
Tom, when you look at all the data you're able to look at, do you believe that on January 20th, 2021, Donald Trump will take the oath of office?
Well, I don't know if it'll be the 20th of January, but he will take the oath of office. And there is enough evidence. And the question is, since the Founding Fathers, Dave, were not aware of cyber warfare, can the constitutional process we have move fast enough? Because what is happening is we're exposing all those crooked judges and the crooked people in the country, both in the Congress and elsewhere, in the deep state. So can they delay this? I think they possibly could, but the president must not give up office. And I have an emergency plan that I would use if I was him to ensure that he does not have to give up office.
And Tom, briefly, in our last 2 minutes, what is that emergency plan you would tell the president if you were in the Oval Office today?
Well, I would tell him, if he hadn't already done it, because I think he may have, activate the September 12, 2018 executive order declaring a national emergency with foreign influence involved in elections. Number two, I would say activate the Insurrection Act that was in 1860 or something. Number three, I would say declare martial law, but this is so we can suppress Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and all this that are primed and ready to go, supported by the Chinese with weapons. Number four, I would suspend the habeas corpus, just as Lincoln and FDR did when they had their emergencies. Suspend it. I would then set up military tribunals, and I would start arresting people. I believe when you heard that information from Colonel Walden and what the Krakens are doing, I believe that the president has all the information he needs on him. I believe that he's been tracking him. If he hasn't, he's been blind. This was such a widespread act of terrorism and treason that he could not miss it. How DOJ and FBI missed it, I don't know, except to say they're complicit.
Tom, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom.